Residents at Auckland City Garden Apartments will today find out whether they need to leave their flats after the council issued a dangerous building notice. The Body Corporate's lawyer, Tim Rainey, says they have a shortfall of more than $30 million to get the building up to standard. That money is needed to fix some passive fire hazards and recladding. He joins us now. Good morning, Tim.
Morning, Corin.
Well, that's sort of a more of a long-term thing, isn't it? Short-term, have you done the work required to make sure this building is safe in time?
Our fire experts have assured me last evening that all of the work necessary to make the building continue to be safe for operation has now been done. And with that, we're pretty confident that this morning, when the council inspects, we're going to be have the notice lifted. But in any event, where things sit at the moment, I can assure the residents and occupants of the building, A, it's safe, and B, they won't have to move out prior to Monday of next week.
I mean, in terms of the fire risk, you had Auckland Council saying that the fire exit door didn't open, sprinklers did not trigger alarms for residents, malfunctioning alarm switches, there was signage that wasn't there. What on earth was going on here?
So I think where things fell down was that there's this long-term systemic remedial work which is required, and it was expected that a lot of these issues would be addressed in the context of those repairs. When those repairs got delayed, there was a need to refocus on these issues. And then we had an unfortunate series of events last week, which were beyond really the Body Corporate's control. Some vandalism and an error was made in connection with a fire test, which then prompted the issue of this notice.
But you haven't had a warrant of fitness since 2017.
It's true. And that situation, I don't think, is one that really should be allowed in a building of this size.
So help us out here. How was it allowed? So the Body Corp knew that there was no warrant of fitness being issued for a very long time. What were they doing to get one?
So we were working with our fire experts, and we had a maintenance service provider engaged to maintain all of those fire systems and keep them up to standard. It was just that the formal steps of getting the building warrant of fitness wasn't being attended to. And in large part, that was because there were some passive fire issues, which meant...
Well, what does that mean, passive fire issues?
What that means is, in a building, you'll have a riser that goes up through the central core of the building. Where there is a penetration or something goes through that riser, at every floor level, it's supposed to be protected from the spread of fire by things like fire collars and fire jib stopping. And not all of that work had been done when the building was originally built.
But the letter that Fens has sent here, according to RNZ, says it was unclear whether the building's fire alarms could reliably alert occupants to a fire, or that residents could reliably find the escape routes due to the condition of the signage. Now, that's got nothing to do with your passive fire issues.
That's right. So the passive fire issues are the reason, in large part, why the warrant of fitness had not been obtained. But in relation to those issues, my understanding is that the majority of those issues had in fact been attended to. Yes, there were some ongoing things that happened, like a vandalism event, which meant that the door, one of the fire doors, could not be opened. But those are the sorts of things that unfortunately can happen in a big building like this. And the Body Corporate can only do what it can do. In this instance, with that issue, it was attended to within 24 hours once the Body Corporate was aware of it.